Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. A high-profile congressional election in the Central Valley looks like it's finally been decided. The Associated Press is projecting that Republican incumbent David Valadao will be reelected to office, beating his opponent, Democrat Rudy Salas, who's a state legislator. Valadao is considered a Republican moderate who voted to impeach former President Donald Trump because of the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. But Valadao was seen as vulnerable because of the voter registration lead Democrats have in the district. Valadao's reelection will increase the Republicans' narrow majority in the next Congress. Scientists at Stanford are starting a new medical trial to see if the drug Paxlovid can ease the symptoms of long COVID. It's the first medical trial in the U.S. involving an antiviral to treat long COVID. My California Report co-host Madi Bolaños has more. Madi?
Hey, Saul. So Paxlovid is the oral antiviral drug given to people who have been recently infected with COVID. It's been proven to help keep people who are at a high risk for severe diseases from getting so sick that they end up in the hospital. So now scientists want to test the drug to see if it helps ease brain fog, shortness of breath, body aches, and other long COVID symptoms. Upi Singh is a principal investigator for the study. And while we still don't know why people get long COVID, she says there are a few high priority hypotheses.
One of those is that there's some persistent virus left in the body after somebody has COVID. So maybe there's a reservoir for the virus somewhere in the body, and that ongoing presence of the virus keeps activating the immune system or keeps making the person sick.
And that's the hypothesis they'll be testing with this study. The Stanford study is recruiting 200 participants to see if those treated with Paxlovid for 15 days feel better than those treated with a placebo. Both groups will be monitored over 4.5 months to see if their symptoms improve. Saul?
Thanks, Madi. That's the California Report's Madi Bolaños. In Sacramento, Governor Gavin Newsom is releasing $1 billion in state funding to fight homelessness. That comes just 2 weeks after he halted such funds to cities and counties, arguing they weren't doing enough on the issue. KQED's Aditi Bundlamudi reports.
Newsom criticized local leaders for submitting plans that would only cut street homelessness by 2%. On Friday, he met with over 100 local leaders and urged them to create more aggressive strategies that get people off the street faster. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo was at the meeting.
If cities and counties simply revise their goals around unsheltered homelessness and resubmit, then everything should move forward as expected.
But Liccardo says Newsom didn't give any specific guidance on how to meet those goals. Santa Clara County Supervisor Susan Ellenberg says if the state wants to reduce homelessness, then it needs to be more clear on how to achieve that.
There are 58 different county plans to end homelessness, 400 and some city plans, and there are no consistent metrics, expected outcomes.
City leaders across California have been calling on the state to come up with an ongoing funding source so they can create long-term comprehensive plans.
Homelessness, it cannot be addressed one time. It needs to be an ongoing system, investing significantly in the prevention of homelessness.
In the meantime, cities must submit their next proposal to the state by next Tuesday to access more funding. For the California Report, I'm Aditi Bundlamudi.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
The operator of California's last remaining nuclear plant is getting more than $1 billion in conditional funding to keep it up and running for 5 extra years. That as a way to help with the state's energy demands. From KCBX in San Luis Obispo, Benjamin Perper reports.
The announcement comes after the California legislature voted in late August to give the plant's operator, utility PG&E, a forgivable $1.4 billion loan to extend the plant's life until 2030. The federal government's new conditional $1 billion award, if approved, could cover most of that. Local supporters of the plant's continued operation, like Central Coast Congressman Salud Carbajal, celebrated Monday's news for helping keep the plant's carbon-free energy on the grid as the state faces an ongoing energy crisis. Local opponents of Diablo Canyon's operations say the new funding is another step in the wrong direction. Linda Seeley is with San Luis Obispo Mothers for Peace, an anti-nuclear group who has been vocal about their belief that the plant is not safe, reliable, or cost-effective. Seeley said the award to PG&E is more evidence that local, state, and federal governments are willing to keep extending the plant's lifespan, despite the fact that the extension is limited to 5 years.
This could turn into a 20-year extension on a nuclear power plant built on fault lines, millions of pounds of nuclear waste, and all of this deferred maintenance. We could be getting ourselves way deeper into this than the public has been led to believe.
PG&E maintains the plant is safe and reliable. Steve Nesbitt is with the American Nuclear Society, a pro-nuclear group which has lobbied for Diablo Canyon's continued operation. On the safety question, Nesbitt says PG&E will only secure a new license for the plant if the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission determines it's safe enough to keep operating.
Personally, knowing what I know about the plant, I feel confident that will be the case. But I also know that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission isn't going to make such a finding unless they have thoroughly evaluated continued operation and are convinced that it can be done safely.
Nesbitt praised the new Department of Energy funding, saying Diablo Canyon is essential to helping California keep its energy grid stable and achieve its ambitious decarbonization goals.
I think that Diablo Canyon is a key part of meeting those goals and having a secure grid, and I expect people will see that when the time comes.
PG&E CEO Patty Poppe said in a press release Monday that though the money is conditional and the final amount could change, it's still a, quote, positive step forward to ensure electrical reliability for all Californians. Governor Newsom also praised the announcement, citing climate change and extreme weather as pressing reasons to keep the plant operating. He also said the investment can provide an on-ramp for more clean energy projects to come online. Diablo Canyon accounts for about 9% of the state's electricity portfolio, according to PG&E. And for the California Report, I'm Benjamin Perper in San Luis Obispo.
And that is the California Report for Tuesday, November 22nd. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the Wesley Foundation, investing in California's underserved youth. Stanford Healthcare, alerting listeners to the critical blood shortage in the area. Now is the time to donate blood and make a difference. StanfordBloodCenter.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy includes Schmidt Ocean Institute, coming this fall, the launch of research vessel Falkor 2, advancing the frontiers of ocean science and exploration, on the web at schmidtocean.org.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.